Coleman County and North Alabama sports leader, Country K92 FM.
We're going to have an interview with Patricia McGriff here in just a second. All right, Patricia McGriff is with us. Patricia is a candidate, Republican candidate, for the Alabama State Senate District 4.
That's right, George.
Welcome to WKUL in the press box here.
Glad to be here. It's a beautiful night for football.
It is. It's gorgeous. I'm on the sideline, which is an unusual place for me. I've had my foot set up, but they kicked me out of the press box over there to put a camera in. So,
well, at least it's not cold out there.
No, it's not. It's not cold. All right, Patricia, I know you because you're married to Gary McGriff.
That's right.
And I understand that you're a lot prettier than him. I know.
Ah, bless you.
Tell us why you're qualified to be a candidate for Senate.
Well, the reason why I'm running, George, is because several years ago my husband was killed by two drunk illegal immigrants. And I waited around for the legislature to do the problem we're having with illegal immigrants, and they didn't do anything. The only thing they did was give themselves a 62% pay raise. So I'm very upset, and I'm very angry, and I did a lot of thinking and a lot of praying to the good Lord about it, and I just feel like I've got to do this.
All right. We understand your anger, and 99% of us agree with you. But you have other qualifications as well. You are a retired school teacher.
That's correct. I've got all the time to put into this that I need. My kids are raised. They're in college, and I'm ready to go full out in this.
All right. You're a retired school teacher.
That's correct.
So you have the education. Talking to you, obviously, you have the intelligence. Well, sometimes I wonder if you need intelligence.
That's correct.
But I know that you have the qualifications. You have all that. You still have one kid at home.
Yeah, well, I really have two, but they're both in college.
Let's talk about
Gary.
Patricia is married to Gary McGriff, Polycon, and just about anybody who follows sports in Coleman County knows Gary. You are relatively unknown in the political field. This is the first time you've ever run for any office,
correct? That's correct. I have never in my life. I've been a mother. I taught school for 26 years. I taught Sunday school class, seventh grade Sunday school class for years. And I stayed at home with my kids and my husband and raised my kids. And just, you know, now since I'm retired, I just, like I said, I feel like I've got to do this. The Lord's leading me to do this.
All right. And you're the Republican candidate. You have at least one Republican opposition in the primaries.
That's correct.
All right. What is your game plan to get past the primaries?
Well, I'm going out. I'm going to all these football games. I'm handing out the business cards to everybody. I'm trying to meet everybody. I'm going around to businesses, and pretty soon I'll be coming door to door, so y'all expect me out there.
Hey, trust me, folks. I'm sitting here looking at her right now. It's not going to be an ugly sight when she gets to your door either.
Bless you, George.
But, Patricia, very quickly, let me ask you this. You live at Holly Pond.
I do.
And you're originally from?
Well, my family grew up around the Brush Pond area. Matter of fact, my father was a deacon in Bethany Baptist Church, and we went to Rhines Creek Baptist Church for many, many years, and most of my family's buried up there, about six generations up there.
All right. Is there anything else you'd like to say before we go back for a commercial break?
I would like to ask everyone to remember me in your prayers.
Do you have a website set up yet?
I do. George, thank you for reminding me about that. It's patriciamcgriff.com. Patriciamcgriff.com.
That's patriciamcgriff.com. Go to her website. She's an impressive young lady. And I have to admit, I was skeptical when you first walked in. Knowing she had married Gary, I thought, well, I'm wondering about the judgment, but I've known Gary since he was a little baby.
Gary is a wonderful man, and he is just a wonderful man.
Yeah, I can't leave out Feltus now. Feltus. If I leave out Feltus, I'm in trouble. That is the daughter-in-law of Feltus McGriff out of Holly Pond. If you go to any ball games at Wallace State, you're going to see him there, especially in the Coleman County Tournament, Northwest Regional. Feltus McGriff, he's known me since I was a baby. So, but Patricia, good luck to you. Thank you so much for coming by and letting me talk to you tonight.
Well, thank you.
She's a little short blonde. You can't miss her. She's got a smile that just lights up the room.
Well.
And I'm looking at Jason on the other side of her, and I've already decided which one I'd rather look at real quick.
Thank you, George. It was great to be here, and I wish everybody else to be out here for the game because it is absolutely beautiful out here.
All right, Patricia. I had to interview Patricia. Trish McGriff, Coach, when you see her, talked to her. She is a very nice lady, very intelligent.
Patricia McGriff. She married Gary McGriff right here in Holly Farm. She's one of them McGriff girls, Matt. Patricia McGriff, State Senate, District 4.